There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die, while you're alive, where am I? When I die,
Fear no more the heat of the sun, nor the furious winter's rages. Thou thy worldly task hast done, gone art home and taken thy wages. Golden lads and girls all must, as chimney sweepers come to dust. Fear no more the frown of the great, thou art past the tyrant's stroke. Care no more to clothe and eat, to thee the reed is as the oak. The scepter, learning, physic, must all follow this and come to dust. Fear no more the lightning flash, nor the all dread thunderstone. Fear not slander, censor rash. Thou hast finished all joy and moan. All lovers young, all lovers must consign to thee and come to dust. No exorciser harm thee, nor no witchcraft charm thee. Ghost unlaid forbear thee, nothing ill come near thee. Quiet consummation have, and renewed be thy grave. The poet is describing a man who is dead. You don't have to fear now the heat of the sun, nor the harsh cold or winter. Everyone, young men and young women, and as the chimney sweeper, everyone must come to dust. Now you don't have to fear the anger of powerful people around you, because you are beyond the reach of the cruel ruler. You don't have to worry about your food, your clothing, because now everything is equal to you, small things and great things. And you must know scepter that indicates king, learning that indicates scholars, physic that indicates doctors. One day everyone must come to dust. You don't have to fear lightning, you don't have to fear thunder. You don't have to fear criticism, nor you have to fear false accusations. You don't have to fear evil spirits, nor the witchcraft. No exorciser can trouble you, and nothing bad come near you. You rest in complete peace, and may your grave be remembered with honor. You don't have to worry about anything now. This is how Shakespeare is describing death in one of his sonnets. The person has gone beyond everything. Our whole lives are spent in fearing people. We fear criticism, we fear accusations, false accusations. We fear. We don't move. We are dragging ourselves. There are phobias. There is fear. The mind is restless all the time. It is caught in a habit loop, the subconscious habit loop of fearing, of staying restless all the time. Now look at this man. He is beyond everything. He doesn't have to worry about what to eat and what to drink and what to wear. He is unbothered about lightning. He is unbothered about witchcraft, about evil spirits. Nothing harms him. Nothing disturbs him. And everyone must come to dust. Everyone. The physicians, the scholars, the kings, the lovers, the chimney sweeper. Everyone. That is the final destination. And yet there is so much clinging, and yet there is so much restlessness, and yet there is so much play of desires. You don't have to worry anyone. You don't have to fear the tyrants and their tyranny. The dictators and their dictatorship. The cruel rulers. The powerful oppressors, the false accusations. You're gone beyond everything. Baba says, this is Marjiva Janam. This is dying alive. You die alive. You don't have to fear. You don't have to worry. You don't have to bother. Just move. It is the wanting that has made you heavy. It is the desiring that has made man heavy. It is the inner garbage that has made man heavy. We enter into the 10th day of this series of the pure life. The art of inner cleanliness. Purity is not just a passport to heaven. It is the mental sanitation. It is the mental hygiene. If your room is not cleaned for 1 month, it will become breeding ground for cockroaches and rats. And every moment, the dust is getting accumulated. Purity is to take the broom and to sweep. The broom of awareness, the broom of mindfulness, the broom of Jagriti. Take the broom and sweep every corner of your mind. Let not a single unobserved lust stay somewhere. Some hidden fantasy. Some lurking sensual desire. Some hidden conversation. Purity is nothing but celebrating Diwali every moment. The festival is around and the house is unclean. Take the broom and start the cleaning. Purity is internal cleanliness. Purity is internal hygiene. Purity is internal sanitation. It is not to go to any heaven. It is to stay healthy. It is to stay functional. It is to stay sane. Nobody is going to come and give you a reward because you have kept your room clean. It should be clean if it has to be a functional room. Otherwise, it will become non-functional. It will smell. It will rot. It will be a breeding ground for animals. Purity is the sanitation of the soul. Throw away all the garbage, incinerate all the rubbish, this is the cleanliness drive, Mohim. Purity is the cleanliness drive, Safai. You clean. And when room is clean, you love to be there. You enjoy. But the mind is addicted to garbage. And the most powerful garbage is digital dust. What is digital dust? Digital dust, media dust, gossip dust. Clean the room. Clean every nook and every corner. The cleaner the room, the more you enjoy. Open the doors, open the windows. Clean the fan. Clean the objects, the racks, the cupboards. and you will feel fresh. Imagine a room which is clogged, which is swampy. The doors are closed, the windows are closed, so much dust, so much garbage, so many things are cluttered. Overloaded room. There is no space to sleep, to stand. Purity is the mental unloading. Purity is dust removal. That is the first work to be done. Every moment. Because the dust is very powerful. You open the door and you open the window and the dust comes. Fresh air comes, but the dust also comes. So you have to be on the guard, on your guard all the time. Purity is movement to movement, mindfulness. The second is the freedom of non-cooperation. It's very important. Desires keep on arising in the mind, but who told you to fulfill them? A beggar is coming at the door. It's not that you hand him over your entire key of your house. Desires are like beggars. Desires are like passing cloud. If you feed them, they become powerful. If you don't feed, they will die of starvation. So desires and impulses and urges. Desires, impulses and urges. Awake. Ichha. They come and they disappear. They come and they disappear. Influx and outflux. Rise and fall. Wax and wane. They're waxing and they're waning. They're rising and they're falling. Turn a deaf ear, a blind eye to them. You don't have to fulfill. This is the national, international non-cooperation movement. Asahyog. They come. Watch them. If you keep watching them, they die on their own. If you pay attention, is the food of desires. If you pay attention, they attract you. And if you feed them, they become all the more healthy, even obese. Just ignore. Desire has come. You don't have to go and fulfill it. The sensual fantasies, the lustful desires, the desires of sense gratification. They come, they stay, they disappear. You see their logistics, the data. They want attention. View count. You know view count? On YouTube, people check for their view counts. If the view count is 1 lakh, they feel we are very good. We are powerful. Subscriber and view count. This is an illusion of Maya. So desire wants more view count. If you have more likes and more view count, you become restless because mind wants more. And if you don't have any, if you have 10, again the mind is restless because it wants more. So mind is always restless. This is a subconscious mental habit loop. What is the treatment? Don't check it for 48 hours. Then the desire will die away. So also, any desire arises, don't fulfill it immediately. Let it come, let it stay, and let it die out. It is temporary. So, freedom of non-cooperation. And the third is the weightless emperor. You look at people, how heavy they are. They carry the garbage of the past. They carry the garbage of their desires, the rubbish of their fantasies, expectations. They are heavily chained. They can't walk. They are dragging themselves. There was a beggar who was dying. And people took him to the hospital. In the hospital, the beggar was on his taking his last breath. He's about to die. A beggar with dirty clothes. And the priest came and priest says, "This is your last moment. Ask pardon. Make the hands like this. And ask for pardon to God." The beggar raised only one hand. He was not willing to raise the another hand. The priest again said, "Make the confession to the Lord. Ask for pardon for all your sins and you will enter the kingdom of heaven." But the beggar was unwilling to lift the other hand. He only lifted one hand and that moment he died. The doctor opened his closed fist and there were dirty coins there. He did not want to leave those dirty coins, the mud-laced coins. What are we holding in our fist? The dirty coins of sensual happiness, of momentary past memories, of pleasure. Sensual happiness is death. It's the greatest leakage. And you keep on tasting it unless and until you taste the super sensuous bliss. Indriya Sukh keeps on pulling you. Till the time you have tasted Atindriya, this bliss is eternal. This is momentary. This brings with it so much sorrow and so much cravings and so much addictions and so much restlessness and disturbance and remorse and repentance. It is addictive. It needs so much effort, so much money, so much energy, so much buttering. Because you want somebody else's body. So you have to butter that person. You have to praise the false beauty. You have to create poetries and shairies so that you get the body. Or attention. A pure soul is a weightless soul. Purity is weightlessness. Lust is obesity. Purity is lightness. The weight of wanting has disappeared. Want is noise. Purity is silence. Desires are noises. Lust is a marketplace while purity is a cave. In the still solitude of the mind, you sing and you dance and you move. While lust is to carry heavy weight. It is to climb the mountain with chains, with stones on your shoulder, with heavy bags. Drop the stones, drop the baggages, drop the wanting, and the journey becomes a flight. Purity is the flight into the sky. Purity is the freedom, while lust is slavery. So these are the three principles. The first, mental cleanliness drive. Start cleaning the inner corners, the subconscious corners. Check for the hidden desires. Check for the unobserved lust. And also, remove all the digital dust. The digital dust is the greatest dust. The second is non-cooperation. If the desire arises, do not cooperate. Watch it. It becomes powerful because of our attention. It becomes powerful because we feed. If you don't feed, it will die of starvation. Don't suppress. Don't run away. Don't fight. Do not suppress. Don't run away. Don't take the sword and start fighting with lust. Lust is extremely powerful. It will defeat you. But yes, if you watch it, it dies. Purity is non-interference. Purity is witnessing. Purity is detached observership. Samatha. Equanimity. An equipoise mind. And the third is weightlessness. Check for the weight. Weight of past, weight of past memories. Weight of guilt, weight of remorse, weight of pain, weight of sorrow, weight of suffering, weight of fear, weight of darkness, weight of unnecessary expectations. Purity is the path of zero expectation. What you expect, what you want. I don't need anything. It is the beggar who needs things. Samrat, the emperor doesn't need anything. His purity itself is an entire empire. And it's the biggest empire. And we are the emperor of this empire. I don't need you. Your attention and your body and your food. And your things and your objects and your gifts. It is the path of absolute freedom. So these are three principles. Om Shanti.
flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,